Southern Indiana men's basketball continues to assemble their roster through the Division I transfer portal. I'm Brad Klein. Sheridan Sharp joins us, one of the newest Screaming Eagles coming from Southern Illinois. And yeah, he's played USI, so he knows what the Screaming Eagles are all about, but it will be different wearing the blue, white, and red for USI. Hey, Sheridan, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the commitment.
No doubt, appreciate it, man.
All right, I'm going to take you back to December 22nd, 2023. You're in Carbondale playing against Southern Indiana. You score a basket. It's your first basket in college, okay? After a decorated high school career, we'll talk about that. If I paused the game, walked onto the court, and told you, hey, Sheridan, enjoy this moment, FYI, you're going to be a big piece for that team's future. What would you have said to me in that moment?
Man, I probably was just, man, just really, like confused, man. That would have been crazy. You never know what the future may hold, man. It's crazy.
It's funny because you would think that a guy like you has a pretty interesting and unique perspective on USI because you've played Southern Indiana and now you're going to be a part of USI. Then again, it's really not all that rare for the incoming class. Ola Ajiboye and Stephen Clay, granted they're both OVC transfers, but they played USI too. What did you gather about USI? What did you learn? What were your impressions of the program as an opposing player?
I learned that I like from just watching how the players was like in a game. Like I've seen like the head coach, our coach was like he really player driven. You know, like he like allowed his players to play like freely. You know, play through their mistakes. You know, whenever they came out the game, he engaged with them and stuff like that. Not just, you know, I praise that highly. You know, as a coach, you know, as a coach doing that for their players. You know, I feel like that is like something that is, you know, something that's very good. So yeah.
Mentioned the Division I transfer portal kind of being a motif for where USI is going to build their roster. You're included in that, coming from Southern Illinois and the Missouri Valley Conference. I think a lot of people expected you, and maybe it's just because the nature of the sport right now, where so many kids go, right? But I think a lot of people expected you after your freshman year in Carbondale to transfer. There was a
Yeah.
coaching change. You didn't play as much as you were hoping to, I'm sure. Why did you decide to stay for year two?
Because I just kind of wanted to give the coach a chance, Coach Nagy a chance, and see what he, you know, see what I could do. You know, it was gonna be a new. I knew that it was gonna be a new team. You know, everything was gonna be new. You know, I just wanted to kind of just play my cards and see, you know, see if I can get a good chance, a good look. And, you know, fortunately, I got, you know, a few games where I started, what I was playing. And then, you know, it's kind of towards the end of the season, it was like, you know, it kind of like stopped playing as much. But yeah, that's, you know, I kind of just wanted to, you know, test the waters and see what kind of coach I was getting. And, you know, so yeah.
No doubt. And it's funny because I feel like last year for you tell me if I'm wrong, had a little bit of everything, right? At the end, you didn't play as much as you wanted to. You did start a fair amount of games. You did produce. You scored, especially on defense. You contributed. I pulled a stat that SIU's defensive efficiency was highest whenever you were on the floor. So we'll talk about your defense. But then it also got off to a really strange start, which as a sophomore, you were actually supposed to be redshirting, and then Elijah Elliott goes down with an injury. What was that like, and what kind of effect do you think that that had on your season? It's almost like a false start to a season.
It was like, you know, it was just like a wake-up call, you know, that whenever your number is ready, like get called up, you need to be ready, you know, just like when I was redshirting out, I was just steady having my head up. You know, just working out and, you know, just trying to, you know, whenever my number, you know, was called, I was going to be ready for the opportunity. And so it was just, you know, a matter of thing, just always keeping the right mindset, you know, just staying positive. So, yeah.
I tweeted this out. I don't know if you saw it. And if you did, maybe you were like, what is that guy talking about? And you tell me if I'm wrong, right? So
No.
I looked at the roster your freshman year, 2023, 2024 for Southern Illinois. I think you were listed at like 149, right? And I think you finished at 165 with Southern Illinois. Is that about right? I gathered from my research 16 pounds of muscle. Is it
Yeah,
more? Is it less?
it was 165 at the beginning of this year, but I ended up putting on some more. So right now I'm 175. So yeah.
I mean, that's a massive jump. What did you do to get there? And are you happy at one? You said 170 or 175?
175.
You happy at 175?
Yeah, I feel like I can still, add some more weight, just because, the game's so much physical, and stuff like that. And so, like, I feel like, at my size, I want to put on like some more weight of muscle, but I still don't want to lose my quick first step, and my quickness and stuff. So yeah, just wanted to put on
You got
like
to
the good weight.
work out a regimen for me. I mean, what do I have to do to put on more than 16 pounds of muscle? Come on now.
It's tough, man, but you just gotta, make sure the
26
goals in your
pounds,
head,
right?
you gotta, be driven.
So cut out the Fruit Loops and maybe start lifting a little bit more. Is that more or less?
Yeah, somewhat. You gotta drink your protein shakes, man.
Nah, not about that. I'm about drinking shakes, but maybe not the protein kind. Anyway, we're here on WREF Sheridan Sharp. The newest USI basketball commit is here on WREF. And yeah, Sheridan, we're going to talk about your game. And you accomplished a lot, certainly in high school, but also in college. And that's what makes you really exciting for USI for 2025, 2026. But I want to ask you about this. You're not the first guy to commit to USI, and you're not the last. So what's it like for you? You're kind of in the middle, right? And so you see the other guys who committed. You're waiting on the other dudes who are about to announce, and maybe you have some inside information. I'm not asking for it, but what's it like kind of being in the eye of the storm, so to speak, of roster assembly?
Just like being the guy, like sometimes, kind of like want to persuade the guys, kind of like, I think, we'd be good playing together type, and like just being in the middle right now, you get to see like the guys that we're getting coming in, the guys that's committing, and just the guys that's, like that's on the verge of committing and stuff like that. I just want to, just welcome them with, well, like open arms and stuff like that. So like I just want to make them feel comfortable, like they've made the right decision. And I just want to make sure this team, is all together. If we stick together right now, then, in the future, I feel like that's going to, build something big. So, yeah.
I think a lot of the listeners will gather the answer to my next question off of what you just said, but I'll ask it anyway. What is your role on this team?
My role, I feel like, is to be a leader. Being a point guard is one of the most, important roles on a team. If you have a good point guard, then 9 times out of 10, you have a good team. So I feel like, just being a leader, making sure everybody around me is good, my center, my power forward, my three, my two, making sure the whole team is good, and just, being a leader and just being the key guy to, just making sure everybody around me is just good. So, yep.
You're your own player, right? But I'm
Yeah.
going to ask this because you played against him. USI fans are used to Jack Campion, a 3-year starter. He's in the transfer portal and he's not coming back, right? So now they get Sheridan Sharp, and we don't know who's going to start. No one knows who's going to start, but I know that you certainly have your sights set on the starting point guard role. If that were to be the case, what is the difference between Sharp's game and Campion's game? And I feel like you know both because you played against Camp.
I feel like he's gonna get a, more defensive, a little bit more defensive side of things, just being that guy that's, gonna pick up the intensity of, on the defensive side, just the game changer on the defensive side of things. And, just I feel like as a point guard, you probably gonna get a little bit more scoring, a little bit more assist, and just making the right plays, making the winning plays at that, diving for loose balls, 50-50 balls, winning all of them. Cause I feel like at the end of the game, that's what it's gonna come down to, just the little things. So, yep.
Yeah, Sheridan, I want to go back to something we were talking about earlier, and I brought it up for a reason. The idea of you staying for year two at Southern Illinois. Honestly, it's not the type of thing that a lot of people do nowadays. Everyone's always in the portal, and I get it. I do. And NIL and all these other opportunities and trying to find as many minutes as you can, I get it. But you roll the dice and you stay for year two. And the reason that to me it's even more impressive than it is on paper is because you had a lot of competition waiting for you when you came back. And you had a lot of competition waiting for you when you originally committed to Southern Illinois. So you were behind Xavier Johnson, the number one scorer in the Valley your freshman year. And then year two, you're behind Ali Diba, who's number two in the Valley in scoring. And he's taken a lot of your minutes. So I guess in practice, what did you pull from going up against those guys every day? I know Ali's a little bit taller than you, so maybe a slightly different position. But regardless, what was it like playing with those guys, next to those guys, or just under those guys for the Salukis?
It was a good experience. You just learn a lot from, people that score. They see another side of the ball game. So it's like, you learn a lot from them, and you learn, you just take a lot of things from them. I would say it's like Ali. He was good at using his first step and stuff. And then, like, I feel like that, transitioned to my game, just on how to use it, when to use it, just change pace. Same thing with Xavier Johnson. Like, he was a guy that, that was extremely good at changing pace. Like, to keep the defender guessing what he's gonna do. So just things like that, just picking those things up, and just knowing that those guys were everyday guys. They showed up to every day in practice, and it showed out there on the court. So that's one of the biggest things I feel like I learned from those two.
Talking to Sheridan Sharp here on WREF and getting ready for 2025-2026 Southern Indiana men's basketball reloading for the upcoming season. And they're doing it with Hoosier blood, originally from Indianapolis. Not only are you an Indy guy, but you're a winner within the state of Indiana. 4A, Ben Davis, 2023, undefeated, and the state champions. You were obviously a big part of that run. And I think just the experience of winning is something that will make a lot of USI fans very excited that you have that track record, that you know what it feels like. Take me back to your time at Ben Davis, which is obviously a big time program, and you were a part of that, and what it took to piece together a championship run.
It took a lot of sacrifice and dedication, like, just being as a team and being a team that's popping. Like, a lot of times, like, it'd be guys that, kind of want to, take their own lane and stuff like that. But when you're a team and it's like all five guys are together on the court out there, it's like nothing that really can come between that. And, like, I just feel like one of the things that separate us is that we knew, like, our roles and, like, what everybody contribute to as a team. They was a star in their role as since. So, like, everybody, kind of knew, like, what they were, expected to do, and what, if they didn't do that, then it was gonna result into something else, So, like, if everybody knew their role and went out there and performed, that was just one of the biggest things that I took away from it. And, like, just winning and stuff, just, sacrificing, it's sometimes at times, and you're not gonna always be that guy. But, when you winning, all five guys look good. The whole team look good, so it's just one of those things where I feel like that was a big thing I took away from.
Is
So,
that
yeah.
experience that you had at Ben Davis and in Indianapolis, I'm sure it's a highlight of your life, certainly of your career, but is that the type of thing that you look at and you want to channel for your time at USI? Is that an applicable experience since it, on the one hand, it was high school, on the other hand, you're a champ?
Yeah, most definitely. I do want to bring that same culture here, because, like, it was just a thing, like, that, like, I feel like once we won, the state championship, it was like our whole, like, area was popping. And then, like, at a sense, like, if, USI, I feel like if we do the same thing, USI, I feel like it wouldn't just bring the basketball side of things, but it'd bring the whole organization, to a good standard point. So, yeah.
This is a bit of a tangent. I'll tell you this. I'm not expecting you to mess it up. In fact, I think that you should have a better grasp on it than anyone else in the 812 once you get here. But here's the thing, right? Originally, I'm from New Jersey. And so all my friends in New Jersey, they don't have too much familiarity with the Ohio Valley Conference or the Missouri Valley Conference for that matter, just geography, right? So when people ask me, hey, how's Southern Indiana? Sometimes they'll ask me, hey, how's SIU? Because Southern Indiana University, they assume, obviously it's USI. And I just get this tingling feeling, like it bothers me when they call USI SIU. I say that because I'm just saying, I don't think you're going to make the same mistake. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hey, Sheridan, I ask every newcomer this. I think it's a valuable question. Who is your
Yeah.
NBA pro comp?
My NBA pro comp.
Yeah.
I watch a little bit of, like, everybody. I watch like just on like pro comp. I can't really say who I play like, but I'd be seeing, like, a lot of my game and, like, other players. Like, I'd be seeing, like, on my passing, like, CP3 on his passing and the pick and
Yeah.
roll ball screen situations and stuff like that. And then defensively, I try to, like, look at guys like Drew Holiday, on, like, how he cut people off and, just read them. Like, he basically, like, uses them as, like, like, he forces them to do this or do that, like, so it's like stuff like that. And, like, scoring wise, I try to look at guys like Andrew Nembhard, and, like, who else? Tyrese Maxey, guys like that. I like to watch, just guys that's like a little bit undersized and know how to use their, their quickness and their body to, change up, how they want to score it and stuff like that. So yeah, it's like a lot of the guys. And I look at LeBron James, like on how like his leadership aspect and stuff like that, like him being a good leader and stuff like that. I like to watch, guys like that who, are a leader on the team and how people follow them. So yeah.
I mean, it makes sense that there's not one player that you play like. You take the same thing in broadcasting. You take this trait from that guy or that
Yeah,
trait from another, and then
most
it's
definitely.
the combination of others that make you. So that's pretty
Yeah,
cool. I like that. Chris Paul, Nembhard, Jrue Holiday on defense. I see that for sure. I will say that the defense stuff is absolutely a common denominator for the guys who have already committed, right? So like Stephen Clay, super athletic, long guy. He's going to get into the passing lanes. He was a big contributor defensively for Morehead last year. Ola Ajiboye led Tennessee Tech in blocks per game last year. And I was talking to him the other day. He said, "Hey, I'm aiming to be defensive player of the year in the Ohio Valley Conference." Now, I'm not sure if you're going for that award too,
that
but
makes it right there.
you
Yeah.
too? Okay, so it's you versus Ola, I guess. But I will ask this. It seems pretty clear, and I'm sure you see it too, that Coach Gerard and the rest of the staff, they're putting an extra emphasis on defense. And that's a big part of your game. Where did your passion for defense come from? I was talking to Ola about this. Same question. I'm expecting a different response because you're a different dude, right? But no one began playing basketball because of defense. They began playing basketball because they fell in love with the buzzer-beating shot and going for 20, 25 points. So for you, it's kind of flipped, and your contribution on defense is unreal.
I think for me, it kind of like I kind of realized how important defense was when I started like winning a lot, and like when you losing and stuff, like you go back and you watch film and you see how you lost. And a lot of the times people lose because defensive on the defensive side of things, so like winning contributes when you playing defense. That's the biggest thing. Defense wins championships and defense wins games. So I just feel like that's just been something that has been drilled into my mentality that. Like that's just, second nature for me that, if you don't play defense, 9 out of 10, you can't just outscore their opponent unless they just not that good. You'll have to play some defense to win championships and win some games. So, yeah.
Hey Sheridan, I got one more question for you. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about, your perspective earlier about your perspective on USI as an opposing player, right? It's an interesting perspective. Now, granted, you only played them twice, once a year in your freshman then sophomore season, but I'll ask you still, outsider's perspective, what do you think in the past was holding USI back from really reaching their true potential, climbing up the OVC ladder? And how's it going to be different, not only with you, but with the other guys too? KK and Amari Brown and Stephen Clay and Ola Ajiboye and the rest.
I know like these past season, we wasn't USI wasn't able to, be able to be in a tournament. I felt like that was like one of the biggest things that, kind of like didn't edge, USI over because we wasn't able to be in a tournament and stuff. So it was like guys that was, that was just trying to just to play. They didn't really care about winning or losing. So it was just, stuff like that. But now that has been uplifted. We bringing in good guys that want to win. We bringing in guys that are winners that won before in the past. So it's like changing the mentality now to like where we trying to change the program and, make it a winning program and get us back on the map. So that's the biggest thing,
Be
the biggest
honest.
goal.
And seriously, I don't think anyone's going to be upset one way or another. So be honest here. Would you have committed to USI if they were still tournament ineligible?
Nah, not really, cause I like my biggest thing is like I'm a winner, and I just want to win. Like I feel like if you win and stuff like that, everything is gonna plan out and everything is gonna be, be good for everybody. So my biggest thing was like just winning. But at the same time, I can say that, the coaching staff was good. Like it's a good coaching staff, and I really do mess with them. And it's like, like it's good, but it's just like I just want to win, so I just want to change this program and make us win and make us get back on the map. So that's my biggest thing. So yeah.
First of all, yeah, you kind of tagged it with, but the coaches are great. Everyone knows the coaches are great. You don't have to handicap that. And
Yeah.
I don't think that the fans listening to this interview, they're going to be upset by that answer. I actually think it's going to be the opposite because everyone's so excited for tournament eligibility. As you probably know, it came a year ahead of schedule. It's supposed to be a 4-year process. cut that down to three. So I think the idea, once USI became tournament eligible, especially a year early, would be, hey, maybe we can start shopping in the luxury aisle now. Maybe we can start going after players that maybe otherwise we wouldn't have had an opportunity to get. And I think Sheridan, you're one of those guys. So congratulations on the commitment. It's awesome for you. It's awesome for your family, but it's awesome for the USI family as well. Everyone's so excited to play with you rather than against you, and can't wait to see you on campus in June.
Most definitely, man. I can't wait. Vice versa.
That's Sheridan Sharp, one of the newest Screaming Eagles for 2025-2026, right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.